you've traveled enough, and that was our situation, and we were ready to retire from the military, and we found a house here that we felt...
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on 5 different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200, $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
At Progressive, we know there's a lot of things you can track. Steps, calories, heart rate, your pet steps, screen time, the whereabouts of your favorite celebrity, how long you slept, how long you didn't sleep, how long you thought about sleeping, how long you thought about how long you thought about sleeping. But none of these things could save you money. Unlike Snapshot from Progressive, which customizes your rate based on how and how much you drive. It's much better for your bottom line than tracking your Cocker Spaniel's resting heart rate. So download the Progressive app today.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Great music, familiar local voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A deadly explosion at a Tyson poultry plant in Camilla, Georgia, early this morning.
You can see fire over the back of the building. Appears to be the northeast corner of the building.
Radio calls provided by Broadcastify. At least one person dead. The union representing plant workers blaming the blast on a boiler explosion and saying several workers were severely burned. U.S. officials telling ABC News that a Russian anti-aircraft system may be responsible for a commercial plane crash in Kazakhstan that left 38 people dead. ABC's Andrea Fujihi points out
the crash, prompting comparisons to the 2014 downing of a Malaysian Airlines flight, which investigators determined was shot down by Russian forces in Ukraine.
Another stowaway was caught on a Delta Airlines flight, this time from Seattle to Hawaii, as the plane taxied for takeoff on Christmas Eve. Authorities say the individual passed through TSA screening without a boarding pass. This is ABC News. New Year's Eve is just days away, and popping the cork on your favorite bottle of champagne may taste a little different.
Did you know that the classic taste of champagne might be changing thanks to climate change? The Champagne region, where these bottles are made, is in the northern part of France. Since it's near the ocean, they have mild temperatures and steady rain, perfect conditions for making crisp grapes for champagne. But as temperatures rise and weather becomes more volatile, France's champagne houses are facing unprecedented challenges. And that shift in acidity and sugar can make champagne taste sweeter than it did in decades past.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. Officials with the World Health Organization have identified what was causing an outbreak of disease in the Democratic Republic of Congo earlier this month. Nearly 900 cases of malaria and respiratory virus were identified today after officials previously called it undiagnosed disease. WHO officials says malnutrition led to the outbreak and also led to an uptick in deaths among children. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hey, you've definitely had a busy month. Finding gifts, sending cards, hosting family. Well, now it's time to treat yourself at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Come and find great deals on something just for you. Like 25% off New Year's Party Lux from DKNY, Adriana Papel, and more. So enjoy the week and get yourself the gifts you really wanted before these limited time deals are over at Macy's After Christmas Sale. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
Again, Scent Bead story. Jim was at the laundromat when he heard... His ear said, Maraca, senor. But his nose said, hey, freshest scent ever. Following his nose, Jim found a man pouring a bottle of Gain Scent Beads into the washer. The scent, the freshness. Jim blurted, sir, your scent Maraca smell amazing. Actually, Jim, most noses call them Gain Scent Beads. Try Gain Scent Beads. Way fresher than detergent alone.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want. We've got what you need. Your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with areas of rain, maybe a little mixed snow, foggy, and lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, a slow clearing, highs in the low 40s, and near 40 and partly sunny Sunday. Mostly cloudy Monday, another chance for showers, highs upper 30s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. Police in Milwaukee still looking for whoever fired the shots that struck and seriously injured a young girl Christmas morning.
We have a 6-year-old female who's been shot multiple times.
Two teens were shot and killed in a separate incident Christmas Day. Police still looking for suspects in that incident as well. The Waukesha man accused of striking and killing a tow truck operator on I-94 Christmas Eve now charged in his death. 39-year-old Christopher Sponholz in court Thursday. Prosecutors said he was traveling an estimated 80 miles an hour when he struck Hussein Farhat as he loaded a disabled car. A Milwaukee man identified as 23-year-old Roosevelt Davis in custody in Kentucky in connection with a Friday morning shooting that killed a woman and injured another. He allegedly admitted driving from Milwaukee for the purpose of killing both women. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get ready to haul away big savings with Fleet Farm's end-of-year bucket sale. Just pick up a Fleet Farm 5-gallon bucket in-store for $3.99. Fill it up with whatever you can fit inside and save 15% on everything in your bucket, including clearance. But hurry, our bucket sale's 4 days only, December 26th through the 29th. So bucket up and save while you can at Fleet Farm, home of the best prices guaranteed. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast. You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get 5 oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to 5 quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Good afternoon. It's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by the Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand, and Tech, your premier communications and entertainment provider, Durand. Numbers are us, your daily money managers. Third Avenue West, Durand. Amplify Health, Mondovi, and Adams Super Service, your partners network, Car Care Center, Durand. The man injured in an SUV versus train collision in Elk Mound earlier this month has died. According to the Dunn County Sheriff's Department, 80-year-old Gregory Nerbovic passed away December 23rd from complications from injuries sustained in the accident. Nerbovic failed to yield to the train at a crossing near the intersection of 970th Street and Highway 12. Two other people in the car were also injured in that accident. A judge wants a doctor to decide whether the suspect in the deadly stabbing at the Do Dodge Inn is fit enough to stand trial. An Eau Claire County judge ordered the competency hearing for 44-year-old Anthony Jackson. He's accused of stabbing a man to death earlier this month. Police say Jackson attacked the victim out of the blue and stabbed him several times. Jackson has a long criminal history in Eau Claire. There's no word when Jackson will be seen by a doctor. An Olmsted County judge has scheduled an in-person hearing for a lawsuit filed against Mayo Clinic. The judge ruled Tuesday that the next hearing in the suit filed by Dr. Michael Joyner needs to be held in person due to problems that happened during an April video conference. The judge found multiple requests by outside parties trying to join the Zoom conference distracting. The judge also believes the April video conference was recorded, which would have violated court rules. Joyner's suing the clinic over a suspension caused by an alleged unprofessional behavior and problematic statements to the media. The next hearing in the case is scheduled for April 4th. Trees, yes. Christmas lights, no. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is reminding people about the post-Christmas recycling rules. The DNR says each local recycling program will have its own rules, but in general, you can recycle most wrapping paper. Bows, ribbons, and shiny wrapping paper, however, should be thrown away. The DNR also says do not recycle old Christmas lights because we need to keep them out of trash compactors. Christmas trees can be recycled, but they have to be decoration-free. The DNR has tips on its website and says people should check with their local recyclers as well. You're listening to WRDN News.
The Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic is here for all your primary care needs. From annual visits and sports physicals to new or chronic conditions, our compassionate team looks forward to caring for you during all stages of life. For your convenience, we offer on-site lab, same-day appointments, physical therapy, and more services to come. Call the Amplify Health Mondovi Clinic to schedule your appointment at 715-926-1113.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
We now know who died in the Christmas Eve crash in Dunn County. Prosecutors yesterday identified the victim as Correctional Officer Jeff Reynolds. Investigators say he died when a drunk driver slammed into his car as he was headed to work. The driver in the crash, 40-year-old Mark Sokolowski, is now charged with homicide. The Sheriff's Department says it looks like Sokolowski ran the stop sign at Highway 12 and County Highway E and hit Reynolds' car. Preliminary breath tests shows Sokolowski's blood alcohol content was nearly twice the legal limit. The beneficial ownership filing requirement is back in play for farmers and small businesses that are LLCs. The Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals in Texas overturned an injunction that had temporarily suspended the filing requirement. Jeff Paschal with Sundstrom & Company talks about the information that's required by the Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN.
So the form that we have to fill out basically is the name, address, and federal ID number or social security number of the business itself. And then anybody that has ownership, beneficial ownership in it, meaning 25% or more, has to report the owner's information, meaning the name, address, driver's license, and a picture of the driver's license needed to be updated.
The due date for the filing requirement was extended to January 13th. Two men are safe after their UTV fell through the ice in Barron County. The Barron County Sheriff's Department said the two were riding a UTV near the Pokegama boat landing in Shetek Christmas Eve. When first responders arrived, the men had already been pulled out of the water by a family member that was ice fishing nearby. One man was taken to the hospital. He's expected to be okay. The other was treated at the scene. Firefighters from Eota and Dover responded to a vehicle fire early Wednesday morning. According to the Olmsted County Sheriff's Department, firefighters responded to the fire on Carolyn Street Northwest in Eota. No one was inside the vehicle at the time of the fire. The cause of that fire is still under investigation, but is not considered suspicious. You're listening to WRDN News.
NTech is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTech grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
A Woodbury, Minnesota woman is coming off of a major celebration on Christmas Day. Lola Bennett turned 100 years old on Christmas Day and had a birthday party on Christmas Eve. The woman was born in 1924 in the South and has 20 grandchildren, 28 great-grandchildren, and 6 great-great-grandchildren. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Did you know that driving under the influence of marijuana is illegal? Driving high will get you a DUI. And if you're wondering if law enforcement can tell you're driving high, well, everyone else can. Friends?
I can tell you drove high.
Parents?
I can tell when you drive high.
Relatives?
I can tell. You drove here high, didn't you?
So what makes you think law enforcement can't?
I can tell.
If you feel different, you drive different. Drive high, get a DUI. Paid for by NHTSA.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Gibbs giddy over Commanders season. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
From the infield garages to the race shops, NASCAR Hot Pass is your all-access ticket to the latest news from the sport.
Well, we got them down. Now we put our foot on them. Then that's the attitude you got to have.
I don't think it's a move that can have any success at Martinsville. I still don't know why it worked.
Stay up to date with all of your favorite drivers all year long.
Get to the Final Four is what every driver in NASCAR's goals are.
NASCAR Hot Pass, weekday mornings from the Motor Racing Network.
While the final checkered flag is flown on the 2024 NASCAR season, the season never ends on NASCAR Live Wide Open. This offseason, we will rank MRN's top 10 races of 2024.
He goes below the double yellow line. Checkered flag is out. Harrison Burton gets to the line by half a car length.
Checkered flag is in the air. Cookout Southern 500 win is going to go to Chase Briscoe.
Will your favorite race of the year make the cut? Download new episodes of NASCAR Live Wide Open every Thursday to find out.
If you ask NASCAR Cup Series driver Ty Gibbs about his favorite NFL team, the answer comes easy. The Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota pilot's grandfather and car owner coached the Washington Commanders from 1981 to 1992 and 2004 to 2007. For Gibbs, it's exciting to see the squad in the playoffs.
Coach Quinn and Daniels have done a great job this year. We just need to keep, you know, Daniels healthy and the whole team healthy. I think that it's been a whole change, right? We haven't seen him play this good since my grandfather coached or before that. So, there's only been one run with RG3 in 2012, I believe, 2013. But it's really cool. I'm, of course, Commanders fan till I die, so for obvious reasons.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Jair out. Good afternoon. I'm Doug Russell with sports. Sunday afternoon, it's the Packers and the Vikings from downtown Minneapolis. Today for Green Bay, a final walkthrough before tomorrow's travel day. Also today is the team's final injury report of the week. Once again, cornerback Jair Alexander is listed as out. All we've been told is that it's a knee injury. Alexander was held out of practice entirely today in Green Bay. Also, Evan Williams is out. So is Quay Walker. Tyron Hopper, Javon Bullard, and Christian Watson are all questionable. Green Bay and Minnesota
to get underway Sunday at 3:25. It's a start time that was flexed into Fox's America's Game of the Week slot. Originally, it was slated to be a noon kickoff. The Bucks are off tonight. They'll play the Bulls at the United Center in Chicago. Other games of note in the NBA include the Celtics playing host to the Pacers. Orlando plays host to New York. And to hockey, the Wisconsin men's team is in Milwaukee this weekend for the annual Quick Trip Holiday Faceoff. It starts tomorrow night against Ferris State. Doug Russell, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Holiday hoops, tournaments, and classics highlight the weekend sports schedule. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells. More high school sports news after this. You may have heard of Just a Game Fieldhouse in Wisconsin Dells, one of the country's premier destinations for youth sports and events, but did you know that Just a Game does so much more? Just a Game also delivers end-to-end apparel, equipment, and event solutions. With their state-of-the-art screen printing and embroidery facility, they can help with branding for your team and business items, including uniforms, apparel, and more. Just a Game also offers digital services that include a cashless digital platform and event live streaming. Just a Game has also added a second brand-new facility in Reedsburg. Find more information at justagame.com. Merry Christmas to everyone out there, and a happy holiday hoop season to all those who celebrate. It's that time of the year again when many of the top teams in the state disperse for tournaments, classics, and other events. One of the oldest is the Century Classic, which is in its 53rd year, featuring both boys and girls games at Quant Field House on the campus of UW-Stevens Point. A total of 16 games will be held from Thursday through Saturday. The Sundrop Shootout is another combined boys and girls event, celebrating its 15th anniversary at the Crest Center in Green Bay. 14 games will be contested on Friday and Saturday. The Doctors of Physical Therapy Holiday Classic will be held Thursday through Saturday, with 14 boys' games and 9 girls' games spread across Carthage College and UW Parkside in Kenosha from Thursday through Saturday. Concordia University in Mequon will host 27 boys' games this week, including some outstanding matchups like Milwaukee Juno versus Dominican and Milwaukee Academy of Science against Oakland Memorial on Thursday, Academy of Science versus DePere as well as Freedom against Slinger on Friday, and DePere against Wauwatosa West, plus Kaukauna versus Homestead on Saturday. You can find a full list of all the holiday events at wisports.net, including schedules and results from the full week. This has been a WISSports.net Minute. Check us out online at WISSports.net and search Apple for the WSN podcast.
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Tim Lesmeister, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by OnX Hunt. The debate rages on. What is better, lead or tungsten? This is what the lures are being made out of today, and you need to know which one is better for you. I'll tell you more, but first...
Ice fishing is here, and it's time to hit the frozen water with the OnX Fish app. Use the Fish app to find new places to fish and sort lakes by species, abundance, trophy, and keeper potentials. OnX Fish also shows you hotspots, lake-by-lake regulations, and private and public land ownership information. For a limited time, download OnX Fish for free in Minnesota and Wisconsin, or head to onxmaps.com/fish to get more information on the app that's changing the game on ice.
It's a debate that's been going on for a long time, lead versus tungsten. I talked to Freshwater Fishing Hall of Famer Dave Gens, the godfather of ice fishing, and I said, what do you prefer? He said he's changed all of his lures out. He only uses tungsten, but he said there's a lot of anglers out there that still are using lead, and that's fine. He said lead works great. He said it's really just about getting the bait down. But there's a few different reasons why he prefers tungsten over lead. One is that you have more weight for the size of the head of that jig, so you'll get more room between the head and the actual tip of the hook. Much better gap there, so that when you set the hook, you have a better chance of actually getting that hook buried deep into that fish's jaw. Second of all, he says you get a better signal off of that tungsten jig. It pings better off of the sonar, so you can see the lure easier, even though it's much smaller. He says he prefers the action of the tungsten over the lead because he seems to think it drops faster because, again, it's a heavy, small head. So don't toss out that lead, but you may decide that you want to start replacing it with tungsten. This is from the pages of the Outdoor News.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now.
800-575-2706.
Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS.
Generous programs are now available that can give you a fresh start.
Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems.
We have over 1,000 five-star reviews on Google and an A-plus with the Better Business Bureau.
You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call
800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706.
Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with areas of rain, maybe a little mixed snow, foggy and lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, a slow clearing, highs in the low 40s, and near 40 and partly sunny Sunday. Mostly cloudy Monday, another chance for showers, highs upper 30s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently, it's 41 degrees.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Channel Final Bell here on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Chad Moyer, and today joining us on the program for a look at the markets and analysis at the end of the week, it is Sue Martin at Ag and Investments in Clarion, Iowa. Sue, thanks for joining us here today. First of all, a quick look at the markets. Corn settles a penny or so higher in the old crop. New crop was down a penny. Soybeans today ended 6 to 8 cents lower, a little bit of a bounce in bean oil. Meal was a little weaker today. Kansas City wheat ended about 3 cents higher. Before we talk about some of the specifics, if you would, just some thoughts on the holiday trade this week and what we saw here on Friday.
Well, first off, with holiday trade and it being especially Christmas, I think we still have traders that are missing or gone on holiday, and they'll be coming home over the weekend. So next week, even though we do have New Year's Eve, which markets trade on that day, and then New Year's Day, the market's closed, I think we'll have more of a active trade next week as opposed to what we've had this week. We were very, very quiet today. And that followed up on the activity that we had in the markets, especially like in the cattle market. You know, the grains were up strong yesterday, corn especially, along with beans and soy meal really followed through on a second day of ignition. Now, corn today, we made higher highs on March corn up to 455, and that was our seventh day of higher days in a kind of a cyclical count. And what I mean by that is we always count the day before the turn. And so there were 6 days up and then one day from when we turned or made the turn. So 7 days up and trading right at a 200-day moving average, just a little over it. And so we'll see what happens here. But there are lots of layers of resistance just overhead of us on this corn market.
Yeah. Well, let's spend some time and talk about that. Is that 455 mark, is that technically relevant? And I guess kind of what does that open the upside to, do you think, Sue?
Well, I'm not so sure I would say it's so relevant. I think the resistance is more around maybe 464, 469, and then 473 and a quarter. There's a lot of resistance in those areas. Now, I will also say that we need to keep an eye because there is a trend line that's a little further higher, too, that we could hit. We're in a channel, so to speak, moving higher from the lows and that we had this fall. And, you know, that channel's parallel. We could try to go for that. If we did, that'd be 480. Do I think we're going for it? No, I do not. I think that we're pushing this market hard enough, and I think we're setting the corn market up for it to run into a selling opportunity here. I just can't recommend traders be buyers. I would not even recommend end users to be buying feed needs, because I think this market's going to go into a break and ultimately to a new low, and possibly take this March corn down around 380.
All right. What about this new crop corn? December 25 corn settled at 440 and three quarters today. Again, didn't follow the old crop. What's the story? Is there a story in that, or do we just chalk that up to holiday trade?
Well, could be a little bit of holiday trade, because the further out you go, the thinner it is for today. I even noticed that in options. But I will say that one thing I would think about the new crop is that, keep in mind, 493 was really tough resistance on this year's December corn, the 24 contract. And therefore, we have to look at that and say, how do we compare into that? And, of course, December corn expired off the board at 431 of the 24 contract. So, you know, that should be a spot where the 25 contract tries to come down and look at anyway. But to be honest, when we're looking at something on the upside, especially in the first part of 25, I don't think we're going to see something there that's going to send that market sharply higher. For one thing, corn is trying to buy acres away from beans. You know, as we came into the end of last week into this week, we were running about 2.17 on beans to corn. And that's a pretty narrow. Usually it's 2.5. So beans, you know, corn can do it by trying to soften, but beans can do it by trying to lift. And then, of course, it was getting support off of soy meal the last couple of days. Meal really ignited. And keep in mind, we have some really cold weather coming in January. Our forecasters are telling us, we carry five different weather services, and two of them in particular are very similar. And they're saying it. We probably will see the start of January as one of the coldest Januaries in many, many years.
Very interesting. You mentioned the soybeans. I noticed in soybean meal, you know, when we had that sharply higher day yesterday, the oil went the other way. And then today it's opposite again, buying one, selling the other, and vice versa.
Well, I think what happened is you had such an ignition in the soy meal. You were up $29 from the low as of last night's close, or Thursday night's close. And so consequently, that allowed for this market to, you know, as they were unwinding short positions of meal, they were taking off long soy oil. But after a 29 straight up dollar shot, I think the meal went into a little correction to end the week, but it wasn't down hard, only maybe a little over $3. And so that has certainly allowed for this market to unwind the spreads between it and oil, but then today recovering back a little bit of it, or correcting back.
All right. Sue Martin, Ag and Investment, Clarion, Iowa, joining us on today's program. Stay tuned. The second half of the Channel Final Bell is up next. This is the Rural Radio Network.
Life is better with American Family Insurance, because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Chad Moyer back with you here on the Rural Radio Network and the Channel Final Bell, Part 2 with Sue Martin at Ag and Investments in Clarion, Iowa. Sue, before we leave the soybeans, just are there any thoughts on soybeans, things that we should be watching? You know, I'm starting to hear a little dryness maybe in Argentina's, southern Brazil. Is that significant? What should we be watching on beans?
Well, Argentina is looking at being fairly dry, and the next 10 to 12 days are forecast to remain without rain, and temperatures are to elevate a little bit, maybe moving into the mid-90s. So that'll just add to the evaporation and cause some concern. However, there is also thought that there are some saying, but by the 12th of January, they should start catching rain. We'll see. You know, weather forecasters are similar to commodity brokers. We all can be wrong. But I will say on beans, looking at southern Brazil, they're looking at maybe in some areas too much rain, fearing some flooding, not good for beans. There's a new disease out. We haven't heard a lot about it. I haven't had a chance with the holidays to talk to our contacts down in Brazil to hear what they think of it. I know that they were using the same fungicide that they sprayed on Asian rust and doing like 5-6 applications to try to squelch this new disease. But I'm betting we're going to hear more about it as time goes on. However, harvest starts to really get underway by mid-January. We're already seeing harvest in the northern part of Mato Grosso. Those are very early planted beans. But beyond that, I think we'll see harvest in a big way getting underway.
Sue, what are your thoughts about the wheat market? We had a couple of news items. I think I heard something about a quota out of the Russian system and things like that. There are some big sales to coming from several countries. Anything on wheat we should be watching?
Well, you know, as far as the sales, we had Egypt, you know, back in, I want to say, maybe it was September or October, made some very large sales, and they've only taken the second shipment of it, so they're running behind on getting what they have agreed to with Russia. But the other thing is, we've had Algeria in. When they come in, like, say, 270,000 metric tons, many times they'll come in and take a whole lot more than what they started with. And, of course, it's thought that they took nicely over 1 million metric tons. So, in fact, it might have been, Dahomey, to this, I want to say about 1.4 million metric tons of wheat. Anyway, now Algeria is up to, for the year, it's thought that they're up to about 5 million metric tons of wheat buying compared to about 4.25 of a year ago.
All right. Switching gears, let's take a look at livestock. And you mentioned that in your opening comments on how cattle have had a couple of good days in a row here. Again, following a good day yesterday with a good day today, especially in feeders. Anything in the cattle markets we should be watching?
Well, you're looking at a market that's pretty quiet. You know, packers are not being super aggressive on buying cattle. You know, maybe we're seeing some trade up north around 193, and then you look at Kansas and Texas, and they're about at 190. But light volumes, I would suspect next week they'll start buying more aggressively and asking for delivery after the turn of the year. Because they'll be done with holidays. The only other holiday coming in January will be Martin Luther King holiday, and that will, you know, be a day where we see packers down. But I guess I would have to say, quite honestly, the cattle market, we need to watch it here for a little bit. I'm getting sell signals on the fats, and so that has me a little cautious. Yes, the market can still push higher, feeders too. But when I'm starting to get sell signals, it's saying be very, very careful.
All right. Last thing before we let you go for the day, and that is just to you kind of previewed next week. It's another holiday week. A full trading day on Tuesday. We'll be off on Wednesday with a start on Thursday morning at the normal times. What are the keys to trading into next week and getting into 2025?
Well, I think we have to keep one thing in mind. We're heading into a year of fives. And in the grains, usually a year of a five tend to be leaned more negative than positive in grains, and soy too. Maybe more so, I would say, the last half of the year especially. The 1 year in corn that stands out was the year of 1995. This year could be a year marked with some very intense weather conditions. We have to wait as we go forward and see what the outlook looks like for more of the year. But this year, we've got an 89-year cycle that aligns up with the year of 1936, the peak of the Dust Bowl era. It also is a 72-year cycle, aligning with the year of 1952-53. I know in Iowa, that was even a worse year for weather than what it was in 1936.
Very interesting. All right. Well, thank you so much for your thoughts and your insight. Sue Martin, Ag and Investment at Clarion, Iowa. Call her at 515-832-6140. Do remember, trading of commodity futures and options does involve a substantial risk of loss, might not be suitable for all investors. That is the Channel Final Bell, brought to you by Channel and your local dealer. Here on the Rural Radio Network, Chad Moyer reporting.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere, proud sponsor of the FP Next podcast. Highly pathogenic avian influenza, or HPAI, continues to impact agriculture across the nation. California, already grappling with a 3.5% drop in milk production last month, has become a focal point of the outbreak, but the effects extend far beyond the West Coast. I'll be back with more after this.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the One Parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the One Parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the One Parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. This week on the season finale of FP Next.
The No New Farm Bill in 2024 affected a lot of USDA programs in the U.S. I think that's one of those things that's going to continue to be a hot topic in 2025.
Our goal, and we can't make any promises, to get some of these new cabinet appointments on our podcast with the Trump administration and, you know, kind of unveil some of their thoughts on farm policy. I think that would, and it would be very interesting for our listeners. Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere.
HPAI has emerged as a nationwide challenge impacting poultry and dairy producers alike. California, often considered the backbone of U.S. milk production, is dealing with substantial losses. Milk output in the state dropped 3.5% last month, its steepest monthly decline in years. Over 500 dairy herds in California alone have been affected by HPAI, leading to widespread culling and increased costs as producers ramp up biosecurity measures. The effects are rippling nationwide. California accounts for nearly 18% of total U.S. milk production, and its challenges are tightening dairy supplies across the country. Poultry operations have also been hard hit, with California reporting 31 commercial flocks affected so far. Bill Matos, president of the California Poultry Federation, called the situation, quote, really scary, emphasizing the financial strain on producers who are already navigating a tight market. Nationwide, nearly 60 million birds have been impacted by HPAI in 2024, making this one of the most severe outbreaks on record. The Midwest, too, is feeling the strain. States like Iowa, the nation's leading egg producer, have seen substantial losses in their laying flocks. The USDA reports that national egg production is down 8% year over year, pushing prices to record highs yet again. As of this week, some consumers are paying upwards of $7 per dozen, reflecting the dual impact of holiday demand and tight supplies. The USDA has stepped up its response, implementing the National Milk Testing Strategy to identify and contain outbreaks in dairy herds. Meanwhile, industry groups are urging increased funding for vaccine research to mitigate future risks. This isn't just a California problem or a poultry problem, Matos explains. HPAI affects the entire food chain, from producers to consumers. I'll have more when we come back.
We visited Alexandria, Minnesota a few summers ago. Great time, lakes, fishing, all that. But this year, for the holidays, we wanted a winter vacation that was just as memorable, just as family-friendly, but with lights and snow, and this time, with our grandkids in tow. This holiday, it's Alexandria again. We're coming back to make new memories.
Yeah. Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
The impact of highly pathogenic avian influenza is being felt by both dairy and poultry producers on the supply side and milk and egg buyers on the demand side. As the outbreak continues into its fourth winter, innovation and vigilance will be required to meet this threat. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Nutrien Ag Solutions, feeding the future together. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Cloudy sky tonight with areas of rain, maybe a little mixed snow, foggy and lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, a slow clearing, highs in the low 40s, and near 40 and partly sunny Sunday. Mostly cloudy Monday, another chance for showers, highs upper 30s. Paying too much for health insurance? Call 800-693-9308 for better rates and coverage. Currently 40 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I want to sweep you off your feet tonight. I want to love you and hold you tight. Spin you around on some old.
You would be
Stars are gonna light up a midnight sky. The sun's gonna burn on the 4th of July. Tides are gonna turn with the pull of the moon. And I'm gonna love you.
Birds will fly south when the winter comes. Snow's gonna fall and rivers gonna run. April's gonna rain and flowers gonna bloom. And I'm gonna love you.
So good that it almost hurts. Steady and true as a Bible verse. My heart skips just thinking of you. Go on and bet it all, baby, we can lose. Earth's gonna shake every now and then. Some runaway roads are gonna dead end. And on those days when the world feels cruel, I'm gonna love you. Yeah. Time's gonna put a few lines on our face.
We can cover it up, but hair's gonna gray.
Life's gonna fly and be gone too soon. And I'm gonna love you. Baby, I'm gonna love you.
We got you covered from Dell to Dawn to Dixie on my mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Marching into the night, they disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head and an aching back, and the camel's buried in a big straw stack.
I'm gonna live where the green grass grows, watching my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point our rocking chairs towards the west. And plant our dreams where the peaceful river flows. Where the green grass grows.
Well, I'm from a map dot, a stop sign on a black top. Caught the first bus I could hop from there. But all of this glitter is getting dark. There's concrete growing in the city park. I don't know who my neighbors are. And there's
bars on the corners and bars on my heart. But I'm gonna live where the green grass grows. Watch my corn pop up in rows. Every night be tucked in close to you. Raise our kids where the good Lord's blessed. Point
For local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
On my sleeve, words come so hard in moments like these. There's feelings I have that are so hard to show, but right now there's one thing I want. I promise
always been here.